Now, I'm going to speak to you a little bit, and I think probably if this is still on, is it? Not still on? How do you put it on? That's right. Okay, because I will talk to you a little bit, and I will use the keyboard a little bit. But first, I'm going to read a little bit from a psalm. So, if you want to turn into Psalm 71, Psalm 71, and let me read a little from this psalm. All right, Psalm 71. Ah, good. Okay, thank you. That's wonderful. Thanks very much. Can you see something in this psalm? First of all, a word that is in verse 3. And in my Bible, it says this is Psalm 71, verse 3, and the word is continually. Continually. Everyone see that word? Continually. And then if you go down to verse 6, I don't know whether it's the same. Yes, there it is. Continually. In verse 6, same word, my praise shall be continually of you. Then if you go down to verse 14, and I will hope continually, and I will praise you yet more and more. So three times there's this word in this psalm, continually. All right, I want to show you something else. And if you look at verse 5, you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. From my youth. Then if you go on to the next verse, verse 6, my birth. See that? Upon you I have leaned from before my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. So you've got before birth, and you've got birth, and you've got youth. All right. Now look at verse 9. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Okay? Old age. Don't know whether there's anyone in the room who is really in their old age. Some of us are older, but whether we are in our old age, it's another thing. We're older. If you go further down and look at verse 17... O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wonderful deeds. Verse 18, so even to old age and grey-haired. All right? Then it goes on and says, do not forsake me, until I proclaim your might. 2, my version says another generation, or a generation to come. So, this is a very interesting psalm, because you've got before birth, birth, youth, and right going up unto old age. So, it captures all of us, doesn't it? Some of us are in our youth. Some of us are in middle years. Some of us are in old age. There's no one here who's just been born, are there? Everyone was born a little while ago, at least. And there's no one here who is before their birth. But when you look at this psalm, you find that this man says, I leaned on you from before my birth. That's an amazing thing. From before I was born, somehow I leaned on God before I was born. And then the midwife didn't take him out of the womb, but God, that's what he says, you are he who took me from my mother's womb. The reason I've turned you to this psalm is because it's so big. It talks about life from being an infant before you were born to being right through to old age, and then looking forward from old age to the next generation. This man recognized that God was the author of his story. And I want to say a little bit to you, and I want to show you something from music about life being a story. You see, I know this, that one of the problems in today's world, did you know that in England there are many, many young people? Do you know what they do on Friday nights? About 10 or 11 o'clock at night, they go out. They go into they travel to certain cities or certain areas of cities, young women in particular, and they drink. And they drink more. They don't drink because they like drink. They drink because they want to get drunk. And they want to become stupid with drink. Some of them are raped. Some. And usually they have to be carried home, or they get home maybe 5 or 6 or 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. And then they sleep. And then they begin to remember when they wake up what they did the night before, if they can remember. And then Saturday night, about 10 or 11 o'clock at night, they go out again. And they do the same thing again. They don't do it on Sunday night, because Monday morning they've got to get up to go to work to earn some money. So they get up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they earn money. And they earn their money in order to do the same thing again on Friday night. And then Saturday night. And one of the reasons that they do it, one of the reasons, is because they think that there is no story to their life. No purpose. No beginning, and no middle and no end. That life doesn't mean anything. That life is this moment, that life is just now, that life is something for me to enjoy myself now. Perhaps drink will help me, this is how they think, to just get a little bit of pleasure. Did you know, perhaps many of you don't know, that in England the police on Friday nights have more trouble with young women fighting one another because they're drunk. And sometimes my wife and I, on occasions, we've had to be out late at night, and we notice all the police on a Friday night, Saturday night, we notice all the police, policemen, policewomen, and they're all standing on the street corners, and they are, I feel sorry for them, because they're just waiting. They're just waiting for all these young people, young men, young women, to turn out of the drinking places and the nightclubs. And they know that they're going to have to break up fights. They know that some of them are going to cut one another. They're going to break bottles and slash one another. Young women are going to tear one another's faces and scratch one another. And these things are happening in every city, in every city and every large town in England, every weekend. Because young people have no hope. And of course, some of them work in businesses and they know that their parents just gave their lives to making money and neglected them, and their marriages broke up, and there doesn't seem to be any purpose to life except this present moment, enjoy myself. Or maybe live looking forward to Friday night and Saturday night. No purpose. And you know, and that sort of philosophy, that sort of idea is coming more and more into this society. So that it's one of the tricks, this is one of the things you'll find in colleges and universities, where when you go to them, you'll find that lots and lots of the young people, we meet them shortly when we go up to Kuala Lumpur, we shall often be going in to some of the colleges, and we meet the young people, and we're aware that the same sort of attitude is in them. Well, what's the purpose? Don't even bother to study very hard. What's the purpose of studying hard? There may not be a job at the end of it. There is no story to life. There is no purpose to life. There is no beginning. There is no middle. There is no end. Yet what we just read in that psalm is a man who knows that God was in his beginning. God was in his middle. God was in every step. And right at his old age, God was still there. There was purpose. And he wanted to pass that wonderful truth on to everybody else. Life is a story. Life has purpose. Life has a beginning. Your life has a beginning. It has a middle. It has an end. It has purpose. And God, that man says, God was in his prenatal, all right? Before he was born, when he was in the womb, there were the influences of God upon him. When he was being carried in his mother's womb, the influences of God were upon him. That's what that man realized. When he was born, God took him out of the womb. Then as he lived, continually, God was working and working to make his life into a story. There was purpose in it all, in all the comings and the goings and all the movements. And then he says, I'm now at the old age, he says, and God's still there, continually. And I want to pass that on to the next generation. You see, one of the tricks of the devil is, of course, to tell us that there is no purpose, there is no shape, there is no beginning, there is no end. There's nothing in it. It's just eat, drink, be merry, please yourself today, because what you do today doesn't affect tomorrow, because there may not be any tomorrow, and everything is so useless. This is one of the devil's great lies. Now, all of you here, every one of you here is musical, aren't you? How many of you are learning to play instruments? Put your hands up. Some of you learning to play. Some of you thrash on a guitar. You know, you just strum a guitar. But everyone in the room here, you love music. You listen to it, don't you? Is anyone here who doesn't listen to music sometimes? I don't listen to music much at all now. I know quite a lot about music. I've studied music. And I used to play, I can't remember how many instruments, 5 or 6 different instruments. And I've always loved music of all kinds. And, well, I know that there's different kinds of music. How many of you can think of some different kinds of music straight away? Is there something called classical music? Have you heard of that? You haven't heard of that. There's some music that is very, very popular with some people. What word did I just say? Something music that's very something with... What did I say? Popular. All right. If you shorten the word popular, what do you get? Pop. Okay. So there's music called pop music. How many of you can think of a famous band and they all wrote songs in this band? There were 4 young men in this band, and they all wrote songs, but 2 of them especially wrote many songs, which some of which are still sung today. How many of you can think of a band? What one am I thinking of? The Beatles. Okay. The Beatles. And they were quite talented. And they wrote songs. Usually their songs lasted about 3 minutes. Did you know that? Did you know that most pop songs never usually last longer than about 3 minutes? How many of you knew that? There's a reason for that. It's because they're popular songs. And of course, they've got to just appeal to people and capture their attention just long enough. And there was another reason for it, that the records that they used to record them on were just about 3 minutes long. And so you couldn't really have a song that was longer. In fact, one of the rarest things around is a pop song that lasts about 5.5 minutes. There is one, it's gone out of my memory which one it is, but it's very, very rare for any pop song to... How many of you know Have you heard of a classical composer whose name was Bach? How many have heard of Bach? He was German. And, well, if you learn to play the piano or things like that, you may have to learn to play some Bach. One of the reasons you'll have to learn to play Bach is because of the way that it will help you develop your pianistic technique, because of the way that he put all his pieces of music together. Some of the pieces of music that he wrote weren't 3 minutes long, but some of them lasted 30 minutes. Some of them lasted, well, not 3 hours, but there are some pieces of music that last an hour at least. How many of you have heard of a kind of music called rhythm and blues? How many of you have heard of blues? And yes, you've heard of blues. It's very interesting. Blues. It's another kind of music. And how many of you know how many notes there are in a scale that usually we would use, like the Beatles used in their music? How many of you know how many notes? I'll help you, because if you listen, so let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and back to where we started, a little bit higher up. Right? Notes leading up that one, and that one are the same, that one down there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and we're back home again, only a little bit higher up. Isn't it interesting? And are we telling a story? We're telling a story. More story. We've told a story from beginning to end. Can anybody tell me where that piece of music comes from? The sound of music. The sound of music. Isn't it interesting? How many of you know the first song in it? The sound of music. And that has a beginning and it has an ending. Every song does. And even if it's a great long symphony that lasts an hour and a great big orchestra has to play it, it has a beginning and it has an ending. And in between There are all sorts of things that happen in music. So it doesn't matter whether it's the Beatles, or let me play something that everyone here knows. You all know this one. Can you hear? Everyone knows that song, don't they? I didn't play it very well, did I? Did it have a beginning? It's going somewhere. Now it's going back again. But it's not quite finished. It's going to go somewhere else. Gonna go somewhere else. It's still not finished. Still not finished. Not finished, is it? You're not satisfied, are you? I'll do it. Are you still satisfied? No, you're not satisfied. No, you're still not satisfied. You're still not satisfied. At last you're satisfied. The story's ended. You're back. Now, this is one of the things that you have to understand. I'm playing in a key called F. That doesn't matter, any key's the same. This is called home. A musician will say this is their home key. Our home key, this is where, and we cannot be satisfied. Da 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 da, we're at our home key, and we're going to a relative place. And then we're coming back home. And we're going a little bit far away. And we're going a bit. Are we going? We're not home yet. We'll play a little bit more in the story. We'll add a blue note or two. And we're gonna go a little bit far away, but we're nearly home. Back to where we started, but we've had a long story. You see, lessons from music about our lives. Home. You couldn't be satisfied unless you're brought home. Beethoven starts. And he brings a theme. Da 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 da. Have you ever heard of that? I was The Giant in under Parks and Grand in Makota Parade, and suddenly, because the music's in the background, and suddenly, da 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 da, da 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 da, Beethoven, the Fifth Symphony. Fifth Symphony. It just came over, just like that. He's introducing his theme. And for nearly an hour, Beethoven is going to develop that theme. Those notes, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, He's going to develop all these notes, but in the end he's going to bring you home. This is how God works. You see, music is a great big story to you. It begins in the home of God. And your life is a story which will be conducted through all sorts of things. But in the end, you can't be satisfied unless you are brought back home. Can everybody in this room, can all of you from the youngest to the oldest, can you hear that? You can hear that, can you? Good. You can hear it. Because it's important that you hear it. Da da, da da, da da. We're going a little bit further away. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. A little bit further away. La da 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 da. Farther away. Da 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 da. Farther away. Farther away, and far away we go, so far away we come right back to home. It's remarkable. Listen, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're so far away, but in fact, so far away we're right next to home. You see, you start there. Getting there. You see, can you hear it? Can you hear it? And in all music, you'll know this. Oh, I love to get home. And God starts you off and he wants to bring you home. Life is a story. All right. Now let's get back to this one. Everyone can hear it? Now, I've added all sorts of notes, haven't I? I want to get home. Oh, I've made it very. You see, one of the things I did there, listen, I'll just play it straight. Now I've got to move somewhere. Ah, another chord, we call it. Da-da. Da-da. Another chord. Another chord. And I've got up to here. Oh. Am I home yet? But this is part of the music, isn't it? It's part of the song. It's part of the story. I'll get back home a little bit. Da 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 dee dee dee. Now we're going to, it's quite, is there a little bit of tension there? Little bit of tension, but the tension leads home. You see, in all music, music is made up of two things. More than that, but two things at least. always you'll find that in the story of music, you come to points where there's tension. You understand? We're up there, we're waiting, we're in tension. And sometimes the tension is increased. Sometimes, you see in that song, Amazing Grace, a little bit of light tension. But if I went, it's musically correct. I've increased the tension. La, 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 la. You see, in the story of your life, there will be times when there is tension. But the tension is all part of the story. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And sometimes the tension is harsher. Do you really understand what tension is? Something is squeezed. You see, your life is like that. My life is like that. Now let's think of this song, because this is very important. There are many lessons I can talk to you about from music. Amaze, forget the words, sing grace, how sweet the sound. That's called a phrase, musically. It's complete. It's not the whole story, though. Da, 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 da. Oh, that was the same as we had before, except da, da. Oh, he changes something. So some things in your life are like that, repeated with a little bit of difference. Da, 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 da. We've had that before, but we've got a difference now. Na, da. You see, there are parts of your life that will just be the same again. You understand me? Every day, just the same. And then, just a little bit of change. Na, da. And listen to what this musician is going to write. He's going to da da. He's going to repeat it again. Da 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 da. Same notes, just a little bit of difference. Da 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 da. Da da. Same again. Da 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 da. And I'm home. It's very beautiful when you begin to understand that life's like that, often has many things that are the same, but they're not quite the same. There are just little differences. And they're just part of the whole great big story of God's purpose and life that you are living. Now listen. Do you think that an elephant could make that tune? That, you know, an elephant came along and he had just little tiny feet, and he was able to, and he did this for 22 million years. And then suddenly, in the midst of all of it, he suddenly played this. Because that's what people say. We evolved. You see, you know that that piece of music was written by someone intelligent. Not only someone intelligent, but someone artistic. Someone who had a feel for beauty and order and symmetry and rhythm. Amen. You see, because music isn't just beginning there, going around here, anywhere. You see, let's try it like this. Instead of doing that, we'll do. Well, that fits all right. But what if we did this? Doesn't fit. Everything fits together properly. There's no chaos in God's music. He's not making things clash except in the flow of everything, to create tension that leads you to release and comfort and home. All right. Here's another lesson about music. Listen to this. Something wrong, isn't there? Can you count? What's that called? Rhythm. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Not one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. No, in this piece of music, the rhythm is one, two, three, one. You see, in the story of your life, you will find that there is time. Now, do you notice what I'm doing like this with my hand? That's what a conductor does. When I did lessons in music, I had to learn to do that. Two, three. And when you're in 4/4 time, one, two, three, four. One, two, three. And one, the strong one. 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 That's why it comes down. That's how a conductor conducts. You see, all people's stories have a rhythm. God has a rhythm in your life. There is an order to your life. It's not chaos. God is the great conductor. He is the great orchestrator. He is the great songwriter. He's writing a song of your life. He will start you off in the home key. Eddie would understand this. He picks up his guitar, you see, and he plays a piece of music on his guitar. Some of you know all about this, who play the guitar, and here we are. What song shall we sing? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Here we are, we're back where we began. Can anyone count the numbers? Is this in 3-4 time? Is it in 1-2-3? 1-2-2, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4. I'll enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Ah, he has made me. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I'm coming home. I am home again. You see the story? Bringing you from home to home. But the home that you arrive at, though it's the same home you left, you've told a story. You've sung a song. You see, that's what God wants of your life. He has written your life as a piece of music. There are rhythms to it. Sometimes the rhythm is nice and easy. You know, it's the rhythm of 1-2-3. 1-2-3. 1-2-3. Sometimes it's 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Sometimes it's like this. How many of you know what a march is? 1-2-3-4. Sometimes, all right? 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes it's like this. Slow march. 1-2-3. All right? 4. And there's music that goes to all those times. Hallelujah. It's very wonderful when you begin to understand that every time you listen to a piece of music, you know, you can't, some of the choruses that we sing in the church now, you know where they leave you? Hanging, unfinished. I believe that is a symptom of our age. I really do. Because all true music brings you home. And good musicians, even though the song may not what's called resolve, they will resolve it for us. They'll bring it us back home so that we feel that we've been brought home. It's good, isn't it? Now, perhaps I'll just say one or two other things and I'll stop. Because are you seeing something about your life? You see, your lives, every one of you are like this. Every one of you. There's no exception. Dennis, this is his life too. And the oldest person in the room, I don't know who that is. It's your life too. It's a very wonderful thing. Now, this is what you'll find. Here we are. Oops. You know, when it comes to music, sometimes, you wouldn't know this, but here is the scale we talked about. Do you remember what we did? Going up, la 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 la, and how many notes did we say? Seven, leading back to number eight, which was number one, but it's higher up we arrive. Isn't that good? Blues scale. One, two, three, four, five, six. And back to where we started. Blues. Missing out some notes. All right. Now here's... Da-da. Some all sorts of notes, the tune is still there. Tension. You say, now why did I do that? Because I want you to see that in the story of our lives, there are many, many notes. Some of them are blue. Yeah. But there, if you have an ear to hear, the main tune is always there. The main thing is not the blue note. The main thing is the tune. I'm adding all sorts of blue notes according to my will. But the tune is always there. So many things I could say to you about music, but that's enough for today. I could say lots to you. It's very wonderful. Your life is a story. Do you believe that? That God is the songwriter. So next time you listen to, tell me a famous Beatles song. What's your favourite Beatles song? Any of you have got a favourite Beatles song? So, well, I don't know anything about Beatles music. Anyone got one? Day's night, and in like a noise. But you notice, you see, there it is. You come home again. All music's the same. And next time you listen to anything, any kind of music, classical, blues, anything, you'll find that underlying it all is what I've just been saying. It's like a lesson to you that life is a story. God is bringing you home. Praise God. God has purpose for you. He's writing things. Yes, and the rhythms are there. The rhythms are there. Okay, it's 4:15. I think I'll stop. Is that all right? How many of you want to thank God and say, well, Lord, I didn't realize that my life was a story? See, some of you are very early on in the story. You know what I mean? Da 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 da. That's as far as you got. But there's more of the story to come. Da 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 da. And sometimes in the story, this is one of the beautiful things that I find about music, because I think about music a lot, and sometimes, not often, I speak about it. But one of the things that I've found is that you're very near the end when you come to the most tension. It's quite remarkable. But I haven't got time to talk to you about that. But it's beautiful. How many of you believe that your life is a story that God is writing? That it has a rhythm? Did you notice what I did when I was like this? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 1. This one is called the downbeat. The downbeat. It's not that there is an accent on these others, but some parts of your life will have more accent than others. And if you're playing in 4/4, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Amen. God's like that. He'll bring rhythm and he'll bring the downbeat into your life. And that's why sometimes it's very bad if you try and fight against the rhythms of God. Got to stay in his rhythms. Don't argue with him. If you try and fight him, everything will be... You know, when we were trying to sing earlier one or two of those songs, was it a little bit difficult? And then we kind of got the rhythm. Yes? And we got the melody. And we all felt a little bit more comfortable, didn't we? We kind of... That's right. We're learning. Amen. All right. Father, we thank you for this little while we've had together this afternoon. I do pray for each one of us in the room that we may be in synchronization with your timings, with your rhythms, with your ways, that we may see that our lives are a story. We're like a piece of music that you've written. That our life has purpose. It's full of phrases and it's full of rhythm. And there's nothing that's out of it. Oh God, we do thank you this afternoon. I pray that your Spirit will bless this little word to the hearts of every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.